You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
For this special event. Strobe is in India right now. Otherwise, I'm sure he would be here to introduce our featured speaker, Ambassador Fujisaki. We're also happy to welcome Mrs. Fujisaki as well. I don't have to tell you that 6 months ago, this Sunday, March 11th, Japan faced a cascade of disasters, earthquake, tsunami, meltdown of a nuclear plant. With those disasters came a cascade of challenges, and I think it's fair to say that these challenges pose the most severe test to the Japanese system and the Japanese people, at least since the oil shocks of the 1970s and probably since the end of World War II. Right after the earthquake, Ambassador Fujisaki was kind enough to participate in a program that we had, and he expressed optimism about Japan's ability to meet that test. We're very pleased that the ambassador has accepted our invitation to return to Brookings and give us a six-month report on what has happened since then and how Japan is doing. So please join me in welcoming Ambassador Ichiro Fujisaki.
Thank you, Richard. The reason I had my wife was that it's not because I wanted to look presidential or anything. I just thought that there may not be too many audience, so I thought I have to increase some from my family. Tell you the truth, when I first came to Washington, I was not too accustomed to three things. One, taking photographs. When you go to receptions or wherever, even before shaking hands, you have to take photo and grin at camera in front of flag. And second thing is acronyms, especially military and government, if I may say. And third, PowerPoints. Everywhere you go, you have to spend 15 or 20 minutes in front of PowerPoints, and many of them you have seen before. However, being here 3 years, I changed. If you come to my room, first thing you have to do is take photo with me. And I'm going to be using a lot of acronyms. Third, you have to see the PowerPoint. Japan, 6 months after, 3/11. This is what, but one thing I have to say is that this is really brand new. I made it for this occasion. Maybe I'm going to use it elsewhere as well. But this was really completed this morning, and this is quite fresh. I thought I can be a bit mean and try not to say this, but I'll be very friendly and tell you that we'll give you handouts later, so you don't have to take any notes. The acronym I'm going to use today is PTP. Any guess? Put things into perspective. It's nothing of, because talking about 3/11, there's sometimes a bit of exaggeration. Sometimes people try to minimize, but I wanted to put everything into perspective in comparison with what has happened, you know, and this is the trial that I'm making today. First, impact of the Great East Earthquake and Tsunami. Earthquake. This is the size of the earthquake. We had Virginia, Washington, D.C. earthquake on August 23. That was quite big. Well, I can't say that. At the time, I was in Japan, but I heard from my wife that it was big, and I saw it in newspaper too. 311. Sorry. 311. The magnitude was 9.0. This August 23 was magnitude 5.8. And according to scientists, I didn't calculate myself, energy between this magnitude 5.8 and magnitude 9.0 is 63,000 times different. 9.0 is that large. So you can see how that 311 earthquake was big. Second chart, please. We had also tsunami. That was quite big. Never heard of in 1,000 years in Japan. It ran up to 40.5 meters because when tsunami comes, it would come up from sea level to beach and go up the hill. So the highest it has come was 40.5 meters. But tsunami itself was, as we know, its maximum height is 16.7 meters. But that's four-story building high. Imagine how high that would be, how horrendous that would be, four-story building high. Now, we'll go to impact on the economy. Damage to buildings infrastructure. You had Katrina. This was a very big natural disaster. What is recorded by FEMA is infrastructure damage was $5.5 billion. The Japanese Cabinet Office has told us that infrastructure damage of 311 is 44. And on top of that, there are buildings and equipments and other damages as well. In Japan, we have the record that it is recorded as $168 billion. As for Katrina, we don't have the figure, but I think at least in infrastructure-wise, it is eight times. Now, what has that has done to our economy? Before 311, our estimate for 2011 GDP growth was 1.6. After 311, it is minus 0.7. Now, 2012, because we are recovering, before 311, the estimate was 1.8. But now the estimate is 2.9. So it shows that we are recovering. Of course, if we didn't, if not good enough thinking that it has gone down, we have to grow more. But still, you can see that it is growing. How big was this in comparison to Japanese economy is the next chart. The size of industrial activity output of all Japan is $3,320 billion. Municipalities along the Pacific Ocean coast of Aomori, Iwate, Miyagi, Fukushima, Ibaraki prefectures is 2.5% of total Japan. It is big, but still not whole Japan. It's part of Japan, as you can see. There are many industries, as you know, Japan is involved, but I have picked one industry, auto industry, as an example of how this 311 has affected. This is the chart, export of vehicles from Japan to U.S. This is a monthly figure. Before the 311, it was around 120,000, 140,000 level of production a month, export a month. It went down 75% approximately to 36,000 level. But as you can see, that by July, it's already back at the level before. This is the export of vehicles from Japan to U.S. But, of course, you may have heard a word, supply chain, meaning that if a part of a product, a manufacturing product like automobile, is lacking, you cannot make whole automobile. And some of the products, Japan had exclusive share and in Tohoku area as well. So let's see the part. This is an export of vehicle parts from Japan to U.S. So you can see that from months here, April to June, we are the export of parts has gone down. And in July, it has gone up to level before. And this is the how you can see the that parts has export has gone down. But then I would like to talk how this has affected U.S. auto production. This is the U.S. auto production index to 2007. If you put 2007 as 100, then how it has moved in 2008, 2009, 2010, and 2011. This is what we are talking about here, the supply chain issue. This is the Wall Street clash. In Japanese, we always say Lehman shock. So I'm not trying to minimize the supply chain issue, but when I was talking with the top people at FRB, they told me that U.S. economy is good, but two elements are pulling the leg of U.S. economy. One, high oil price. Other is the supply chain issue, started from U.S. Japanese earthquake. I asked, do you have really a data on how much supply chain issue has affected U.S. economy? I was not able to be given that. So I tried to dig into this and found, I'm not trying to challenge FRB or anything, but you can see that this is the Wall Street clash and this is the supply chain. This is not that well recognized, I think. So we will, as I promised, you'll have this chart later. So, and I would not claim any intellectual property rights. You are free to use it. Now, that damage was huge, so reconstruction effort, you may like to hear about it. I would like to explain that. Some of the infrastructures, major highways, high-speed railway, port berth, highway, right after 311, about 76%, three-fourths was either shut down or suspended operation. But by in 2 weeks, it went up to almost 100%. High-speed railway, 990 kilometers, right after 3/11, all were shut down. But in 40 days, it went back to 100%. Major port berth. That means berth with more than 14 feet depth, where you can have major ships. This has taken some time because it's in sea and a lot of debris. So now, by September, 53% back. So this is the how the infrastructure is. I, my wife and I, and my daughter went back to in July, and as she lived in Sendai, my daughter, before, so we hired a car, and she drove around, and I looked the sites of... this is not the picture taken by myself. This... this is a ministry or either Kyoto giving us a picture. You can see how it has developed. This is March 11th. This is in 10 days. This is the apron of the passenger terminal of the airport. It was helped a lot by, as you know, U.S. forces. U.S. forces cleared up this, and... more than 20,000 people really worked for search and rescue, so we are really grateful for what U.S. Force did, the Tomodachi operation. This is one of the results. Now, the parking area here. It's a little dark, but there was a lot of water and debris here. It's cleared up now. The next one, please. This is 6 months after, the same place. A lot of water and everything and debris. It's almost cleared up. Not new buildings, but at least you can see that things have cleared up. This is a Kyoto News film as well, photo. You can see that in March, a lot of debris here. It's all cleared up, and some of the houses are torn down. This is the same place, same angle. In March, you don't see that this is a street, but the ship was brought here by tsunami, and you see that it's almost like a port, but it's all cleared, and now it's like a, what it was before. And here as well, it most looks like almost river here, but it's gone back to the old good level. So these are the some of the photographs showing that at least debris is taken care of, not totally taken care of. It's assembled in one place, and we have to really cope with these issues. But reconstruction is moving, proceeding at a pace which is quite... speedily. This is to show that. Now, your concern, I think, is nuclear issues, so we'll talk a bit about that. If I may say, fortunately, we didn't have a nuclear reactor explosion, although we had a very... serious nuclear accident because electricity was shut down and we were not able to cool down the nuclear reactor for some time, some hours. But reactor vessel sustained and it did not explode. So the discharge of amount of radioactive materials compared to Chernobyl is, you can see that it's 1/7 of that. In IAEA report, it is classified in the same level, but in actuality, as you can see, discharge of radioactive materials very different from Chernobyl. as a result, still, we have to be mindful about some of the areas near the nuclear site, but in most of the part of Japan, it has gone down normal, water, air. Compared to, for example, European or American cities, this is Tokyo after 3/11. This is yesterday, September 8. This is U.S. and France. We were the all the comparisons we don't have very recent ones, so it's very old. But 1993 UN figures, you can see that the Tokyo level is not that different from U.S. or European major cities level today. now, what we are now trying to do is to observe, monitor the situation very closely. Air, water, food. Effects on food. Certain items exceeding designated levels are restricted from distributing in markets. From Fukushima, raw milk, vegetable, 11 kinds, 4 kinds of fishery products, beef in from 4 prefectures, beef in principle, and 5 prefectures, tea leaves. Some of them are out of market. And we are monitoring very carefully every day if we should add or maybe put off from these lists. And this involves people's health directly. So there's a huge concern in Japanese. So we are closely watching this every day. This is the present status. It was bigger or smaller before, but this is as of today. Now, what is nuclear reactor mean to Japan? We have 54 units operating in Japan. You have 104, I think, and U.S. is number one. France, 57, number two, and Japan is 54 with number three in the world. But after 3/11, we are suspending the operation gradually because when the time comes, 30 months, we have to do the maintenance. And after the maintenance, we would put them in stress test now. And it takes several months. So now, out of 43 units are halted, and only 11 units are in operation in Japan, only 20% as of today, September 9th. How are we coping with this issue? We have put some restrictions on use of electricity. Before, we were using full energy up until July, but in summer, because of air conditioner, we use a lot of electricity, so 15% mandatory cut was enacted for major users. Major users above 500 kilowatts, and that has continued for 2 months. But after tomorrow, we will not be asking them mandatory. This will be voluntary, 15% reduction for major users, heavy users, 500 kilowatts. The household, of course, they should cooperate, but there's no mandatory. There had not been any mandatory cut as well. So some people say that Japan is facing this nuclear reactor issue, so cutting a lot of electricity, and it's very difficult to operate, but that's not true. Many major countries are operating as normal now. Now, how are we going to cope with this? This happened in 3/11, and 3 months after, we issued a roadmap. It introduced two concepts, step one and step two. In the first step one concept, around 3 months, we will put in a recycling cooling water system so that we do not produce contaminated waters and we do not have to take it out, the contaminated waters. And also we introduced the nitrogen injection system. That was the step one. And radiation is now in steady decline. We have attained this level by July 19th. The next step is step two. That is the coal shutdown. It should come 3 to 6 months after the completion of step one. So as July the 19th was step one, we would expect that end of this year or beginning of next year we'll come to the step two, the coal shutdown of the reactor. The nuclear reactor had really played an important role in Japanese electricity. In 2007, it had 26% of our power generation, followed by coal, 25%, and natural gas was top, 28%, oil, 13%, renewables, 9%. Strategic plan for Japan was that by 2030, we change this composition to make nuclear double and have the 53% share. Coal down to 11, natural gas down to 13, and oil down to 2%, and renewables double from 9% to 21%. That was the strategy before 3/11. We are now contemplating of how to meet these new situation. People are saying that we cannot continue to depend on nuclear. We have to increase renewables. But at the same time, as you can see, oil, natural gas, and coal had quite a big percentage, 65% of our electricity. And also, we wanted to be as CO2-free as possible, too, environment-friendly. So we have not really come up with a solution. Some people say it's very difficult to really abolish all the nuclear, but we... some people would say that we should depend more on renewables. Some people would say that but we have to keep this target of cutting down the CO2s. And no answer is still there. But we are... I'll just show you the poll that... This is a Mainichi Shimbun's newspaper's poll, recent one, taken in the end of August. 11% people think immediately abolishing, and 74% thinking should gradually decrease the dependency on nuclear, and 13% says no need to decrease dependency on nuclear. This is one indication, but there's no decision made. I think this is one of the important issues which new cabinet of Japan and people have to be thinking about. In order for economic growth, we need electricity, power generation. We want to have foreign companies' investment, and of course, they would expect that we would have enough power generation as well. So at the same time, there's a huge anxiety too. So we have to find a fine line, and at present, we're going to fortify safety measures, and we are putting on stress tests, and we're making all the cautious measures as possible, taking all those possible. This is where we are. As you have seen already, from radiation level, food safety, electricity going back, you can see that Japan is back to almost normal life in many areas. Of course, some affected areas, because more than 80,000 people have evacuated and out of their houses, so it's not all Japan. But in many major cities, I think the life is getting back to normal already. What we would like to see is more people coming to Japan, but that is not happening. This is July 2011 compared to July 2010. Total foreign visitors have gone down 36%. From U.S., it's better than average, and but still 23% decline. And we are concerned about this. We are asking people that Japan is open for business, please do come. And we are very grateful that people like Secretary Clinton, Vice President Biden came to Japan, and also people like Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga sending good message out of Japan. Those who have you're here may have already gone to Japan, but please book the Ano United to go to Japan for your Christmas vacation. How are we going to now proceed for reconstruction? This is the last chart. Plans for reconstruction. We'll be establishing soon reconstruction agency. Key concepts will be disaster reduction. We cannot prevent all the disasters, of course, natural disasters. So we'll reduce the effect, and we'll give initiative to municipalities because they know the local environment best. Of course, a lot of them are prefectures and central government's responsibility, but we'll, compared to before, we'll give more and more initiative to municipality. Special zones, not concrete rights or privileges have been designed yet, but they'll have a special zones which will have more preferable treatment than other places for affected areas. Open reconstruction, that means reconstruction will be open to foreign countries. We would like to have U.S. and other countries involved in reconstruction. We need your technology. We need your investment. We need your participation. So that is the concept of open reconstruction. Fiscal measures, approximately $138 billion over the next 5 years. And already $75 million has been allocated through two supplementary budgets of 2011. We're now watching focusing on third supplementary budget, which will be discussed in Diet in Japan from September on. And that'll be our focus. This is the very simple outline of what was the disaster, how we are coping with it. And how we are coping with it, we have some new people. This is the Prime Minister, new Prime Minister of Japan, new Foreign Minister, Prime Minister Noda and Foreign Minister Gemba. Asian and especially Japanese ministers had been quite an old man before. You were deemed very young when you were 65. And that's a good old days. I hope that was still the case, but it's not so anymore. Yeah, the Prime Minister is 54. Foreign Minister is 47. So it's young people now getting the important post in Japan. The basic concept of PM Noda's policy, this is excerpt from some of the policy papers, recovery and reconstruction from the earthquake, the top priority, including a swift conclusion of the Fukushima nuclear power station accident. So this is the top priority, of course, and economic growth and restoration of fiscal health. As Prime Minister was Minister of Finance, he would like to see the reform of the social security system and tax reform together with economic growth. Foreign policy, based on the linchpin or cornerstone of Japan-U.S. alliance, that is the very base of Japanese policy. And efforts to respond to multipolar world, deepening multifaceted ties with the other countries of Asia and others. We'd like to keep very good relations with China, Russia, Korea, and other countries around. Economic diplomacy, including the high-level economic partnerships and securing of energy resources. It is true that we have our level of participation in FTA was late and slow compared to some other countries. So this is one issue that we'll be facing soon. Very quickly, this is what I wanted to convey to you today. And I am open for any questions. But thank you very much for bearing with me for all this time. Was the explanation so clear? Richard, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador, for that very clear presentation. I wonder, looking forward, what do you think that the United States can most contribute to this effort? I think we made a big contribution in the wake of the disasters. What can we do now?
Yes, we are so grateful that I mentioned U.S. forces, but not only U.S. forces, U.S. nuclear experts, U.S. government officials, U.S. companies, U.S. people really stood with us during this difficult times. And we couldn't go through this without your participation, and we are so grateful for this. So we are saying that this has fortified our relations. This really will not be forgotten by Japanese. Now, what we would expect to Americans, I think two things. One, we'd like you to participate in our reconstruction recovery. Your companies, your people, your experts. Second, as I have shown, even in America, there's drop in visitors to Japan, 23%, but we would like Americans to please do come back, and we'll people contact. Ties are most important in our friendship, so I hope that, as I said, please go to Tourist Bureau and buy the ticket. Please, sir.
My name is Hugh Grindstaff, and do you see the change in prime ministers, the direction that the recovery will be, and the integration of the nuclear agency into the environmental agency? What impact do you think that will have?
The question is that the nuclear safety agency was in energy and trade and industry ministry, and it was not separated from energy promoting agency. So people and other countries were doubting it should it not be in a separate agency like NRC, and it has been decided already that our nuclear safety agency will be part of environment agency and not totally out of energy, trade, and industry ministry. And it will continue to be so. So it's not independent of government, but and there'll continue to be this an independent commission for nuclear safety and a nuclear commission as well, independent of government. But what we're talking about is the agency which we're overseeing, supervising the electric companies. This agency will be a part of environment agency from now on. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. I have three people here. Here. The gentleman here. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Hi, Jacob Komnitz with the Washington Diplomat. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about the recovery of the people of Japan themselves and what kind of programs the government has to provide psychological counseling or other types of programs like that, and also if international exchanges have played a role in the recovery of the people's sense of self. Thanks.
Yes, as for sort of trauma, this is a very important issue, so individual cases have to be very carefully followed. And it depends on what kind of damage or that people have met. If you have lost the family, if you have lost your houses, if you are just living in the vicinity, whatever. So it is individual cases, and these have to be very carefully consulted. So government and the municipality, local prefectures are very carefully following these cases and trying to be as much of help as possible. As for international exchanges, I think it's very important. And for example, I was very much impressed when State Department of United States invited students from that area, the girls and boys who play baseball, and 20 of them are here, and they met the Secretary of State, Mrs. Clinton, and also Carl. They met Carl Lipkin, and he invited them to his stadium and coached, and that's only one of them, but these helps. And one other example is JET program, exchange of the Japan American students going to Japan to teach English as an assistant teacher. And two young Americans have lost their lives in this case, one Alaskan boy and one Virginia girl. And Virginian girl's parents are trying to cope with this issue very bravely, saying that the girl would not be very happy if the mother and father were always so sad. So they wanted to make cope with this sadness with forward-looking way, and they found a way. They tried to solicit money through the school that the girl went and made a fund, and now donating books, library to schools where she worked. And these international exchanges are very much appreciated and welcomed.
Thank you. I'm Helen Raffel, Resources for the Future. I'm wondering, you showed a poll results, that, if I remember correctly, about 11% of the people polled thought that there should be no more nuclear, 74% said that it should be reduced, and so forth. Was the polling of the general population, in which case that's very
understandable? I'm impressed with your memory, madame.
Excuse me?
You have a very good memory, madame.
Oh, okay, thank
yes.
you.
I'm sorry.
Considering my age. And
well, we are similar generation.
But I'm wondering, if it was polling of the general population, I didn't quite catch that.
Yes, the general population.
Well, then it's very understandable that in view of the fright and in view of the mental problems, that they would want a general shutdown or reduction. But I'm wondering whether you have any notion whether the knowledgeable nuclear scientists feel that there could be much better protection in the future and would still advocate about 50% of your energy production to be from nuclear.
I think there are people of those views as well. There are Japan, like here, there are a lot of variety of views, so it's not monolithic. So they are very diversified views. I just went through some of the polls, and I thought this was one of the representative view of general public. So I think you're right, madam, and some of the scientists have exactly what you like what you have said, sir. Sorry to have kept you waiting, sir. こちらの方ね.
Samar Chatterjee from SAFE Foundation. I must congratulate you for the presentation because it told us that you're recovering so drastically well. I think it's a wonderful experience, and I have confidence that you will, because you recovered from a much more worse situation, which was the Second World War, isn't it? So given that, now I'll ask you a two-part question. One is, you want to foreign participation, especially American participation in reconstruction. What kind of return, approximately or in general, can they expect? And if you could comment on it, I think the American citizens are allowed to visit Japan without a visa, if so. And secondly, I wish you had presented during your presentation what the magnitude of disaster was compared to 9 that you said was Fukushima. And what was Second World War, end of it? Was it 9,000 or maybe 9 million?
Compared to
the Second World War disaster, what was the magnitude the two nuclear bombs were dropped?
Oh, you mean nuclear?
Nuclear bombs were dropped right in the smack middle of Hiroshima.
I'm sorry, I don't have that figure here. And as for your first question, you said two parts, and
yes,
I'm sorry.
The return on investment for American.
Yes,
and is the visa.
Yes, the return, I think it's very difficult to generalize because it really varies in cases. So it's American enterprise to decide if you would think that there's enough enterprise. But one indication I think you would like, we would like you to watch is the special zone. What kind of preference will these affected areas would get from government or preference, so that prefecture, so that they are in sort of affirmative status compared to other cities, so that you would have. But that has not been decided yet. As for visa, as I understand, we have a reciprocity in all visa situations. So as for tourism situation or as for some other working, if U.S. is giving a tourist staying a short while without visa, we are doing the same as well, and we have that already. But for working situation, I think we don't have that because U.S. doesn't give that to Japan. We have to be having visas. This is a sort of reciprocal called diplomatic issue. But thank you very much for the question. Yes. There are some still hands back, please. こちらから行かれたらいいですか？前から。
I'm Frances Lee, retired from the National Science Foundation recently.
Science Foundation?
National Science Foundation.
Yes, I have to be bit.
you showed pictures of the reconstruction, restoration of the airport and the port and so
right.
on in the area. And those wonderful, heartening pictures. But I wondered if you have some thoughts on the prospects for return of the evacuated people
yes.
and restoration of something like normal life to the region.
Thank you very much. There are still more than 80,000 people being evacuated from the houses they have lived because of two reasons. One, because their houses are have been destroyed and they don't have places, their house to go back. Second, but more attention had to be paid to those people who are living in those areas near the nuclear reactor. 20 kilometers zone is a mandatory zone where everyone was asked to leave. 30 kilometers zone where those people were advised to leave because, or some people still live but have to evacuate when there's some emergency happening right away. And for Americans, they have put 50-mile zone, 80-kilometer zone for advised evacuation. And within these 20 to 30-kilometer zone that I have just explained, many of those people who have evacuated, these 80,000, well, more than 80,000 have lived, and they are out of their houses, living in some provisional house or in some cases still in gymnasium and others. And that is the first priority. And the Prime Minister and the Meti Minister has gone down to and our Environment Minister has gone down to those places so often. But this Prime Minister, right after taking his office, has gone to those places and visit them and discussed. And as you say, to get them back is the most important issue, and if not back to the places where they have housing. And as for the places, we have to be very making sure that those places that they are going back are safe. So we're monitoring it. And first, the cold shutdown has to come. But some areas, if the monitoring figure is assuring, we will do that. And but as someone has asked, PTSD or trauma is important, and this relations with evacuation and trauma is pretty well related. So I agree that this is a first priority for us.
Hi, my name is Sari Shihar. I go to George Washington University. And I was in Japan over the summer, and I saw a documentary about students in Tohoku area who were transferring to schools in Kansai area after the earthquake. and I'm wondering if that will have an effect on the education of Tohoku area in the future.
You were in Japan and...
I saw a documentary about students in Tohoku area who were affected by the earthquake, and their parents decided to move to other areas.
I see. Yes, I have heard of these cases, and it's an individual's choice if they would move out of the region and go to other parts southwest of Japan, or if they would try to continue to live in the place near their home. And there's no one solution here. Government has no policy on that. It is an individual choice. And but I know that it's, for some people, it's very difficult to start anew if you don't have family. But and some people have a very close attachment to those places they lived. So there's no one solution. But we have to be very mindful. And we are I think it's very important that those people out of those areas who would welcome and help those people who had been affected, of course, sending goods or funding is important, but to welcome in the manner that you have said is very important, and I think that kind of comradeship or companionship was very much moving to me as well. Thank you very much.
My name is Jo Ho, Japanese correspondent. About radioactive level, I think now the radioactive level is moving the sideways, at least compared with when I measured this level in the place at the intervals of 3 miles from Fukushima nuclear power plants in April. Yesterday, NRC said that it is dangerous Japanese radioactive permissible quantity per year, which is 20 millisievert. It is 20 times compared with world standard. What do you think about NRC's statement?
I have heard about it, but I have not really analyzed or the statement. Of course, NRC is a very respectable organization, but we have to be, I have to really carefully study the matter, so I cannot jump to conclusion if I agree or disagree with that. So I'm sorry, I cannot make comment on that.
Good afternoon, Ambassador. I'm Yingying Chen from Hong Kong Phoenix TV. And you just mentioned that you hope the American could visit Japan to help Japanese to recover from the disaster. And as a neighbor, like the China government, what you hope the China government to do for the Japanese to recover from the disasters? And do you think that the China government and the Japanese government could deepen their cooperation to, or which field you think that they should deepen with?
Chinese people government has been very helpful after 3/11. And it is true that after 3/11, because of your cooperation with us, our relations has improved too, and we'd be welcoming Chinese participation in our restoration, reconstruction as well. I was talking to American audience, so I said America, but it's not exclusive Americans, and because this is, as I've shown, huge reconstruction effort needed, and technology, funding, we need foreign countries' involvement. So we very much welcome it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your very thorough briefing about the situation today. It gives us hope, and we hope that your briefing on March 11th next year will be even better. I'm sure your PowerPoint will be better, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please pick up the handouts. We'll give it. And in order to live up to what Richard Bush said, please give us comments on this content of the handout, and we'll improve it accordingly. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Sure.